I learned we got some good strength in depth, and I learned we got a lot of spirit in the side. Exeter had a good side, probably more experience than we did, particularly up front, but the effort the players showed was tremendous. And for our A team to go to Exeter and get a result like that was a little bit unexpected, but it was absolutely terrific to watch. And it just keeps that winning feeling going in the club. It's important. I think the team that went down last night to Exeter took a boost from the first team winning at the weekend. You could see that they were determined to try and emulate that as well, and it was excellent to watch. And two contrasting styles, you know, Exeter were very direct and we played a lot of rugby and played with a lot of ambition, so it was very clear that there were two distinct styles of rugby, which I think is probably the same in the first team as well, with Exeter first team. But fortunately, although they were heavy in the pack and a big scrum, the sort of guile and the ambition to throw the ball around won at the end of the day.
So does that make any difference to your selection for Saturday? Was there anybody in there that you thought should come into the squad?
Well, I would say the one person that stood out for me, although they all played very well, was Alex Crockett. I'm very pleased because he's been blighted through minor injuries over the last few weeks, but he was absolutely outstanding and scored one of the tries of the season, actually. And didn't know he could run that fast, but he scuttled in from 60 metres. It was a real tremendous effort. So I liked the fact that he was one of the senior players in that side and really led by example. And that was one of the best games I've seen him play. So he certainly pushed himself in contention. As I say, we had a very young pack out. Ollie Hayes' first game, the young props in James Curry and Niles Dacre at second row, and a couple of young lads in the back row. So, although they played well, there'd be nobody in that would really push for a first team place in that pack. But in the backs, yeah, one or two, like Tom Arscott, really played well. As I said, Alex Crockett and Danny Gray impressed me as well at number 10. It's also at the moment because we're changing such a lot in terms of the defence with Phil Larder and with the attack, we're trying to move on. It's vitally important they get some game practice to put that into practice. You can do it on the training pitch, but you need to play regular games. But also, it keeps that competitive feeling. The players have got to play, and I just sense that the build-up for the A team last night was superb, you know, and watching them warm up, the attitude was great. They were desperate to get out there, and there's a wholehearted performance. I mean, it was a fantastic performance. In the scrum, we were being shoved back, and you think a normal front five would have capitulated and their heads gone down. Not one occasion did those heads go down, and they just used every bit of ball they could do. They defended like mad, and it was a heroic performance, and it was full of spirit. So and I had people in the crowd, and I was at Exeter University, and there's a few lads I know still down, say lads, crikey, I'm not lad now, there's a few people I know that are in the crowd watching, and they without any prompt they said you could see the spirit coming through in your team, and the willingness, the ambition to play was fantastic. And it was really, really good to see. So I think it gives those boys a stimulus. They've come in this morning a bit battered and bruised, but they feel good about themselves and they play well, so it just keeps the whole club bubbling really nicely. We need two a month. I think we've got another one against Exeter out here at the end of this month. So if you've got two, a lot of those lads that are playing now in the A team will play in 5 weeks' time in the LV Cup. That's their opportunity to go into a meaningful competition and really push for a first team place. So they should, through the Amlin in the Europe and through the LV, get those match practices. And then the A League starts up properly, I think, in November. So we've arranged a few friendly fixtures for them. They'll have LV Cup, Amlin, and then we're into quite a big programme of A League against Leicester's and Northampton's and Sales. So there's plenty of rugby there for them.